This is The Fan. Camp coverage is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Let's talk training camp. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. An important practice today in New England, outside of Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, where John Keim of ESPN, who covers the Commanders and many of the team's beat, were on the scene. John, this has become significant, an important benchmark for clubs to go have these practices, and specifically now with three preseason games, a lot of veterans aren't going to play on Friday night, so it felt like this was where they were going to get their really good work. What did you take out of, and what did you think of today's workout?
And you're right. Like, this is where it's going for a lot of teams, where this, you know, they're not going to play a lot in the preseason. I'd be shocked if we see Jaden Daniels for more than two series the entire preseason. So this is the key. And so, listen, there are a couple things that jump out. One, obviously, without Terry McLaurin and even Noah Brown, you don't have a lot of guys that are winning on the outside, and that impacts over the middle. Zach Ertz looks really good. That's been the connection, but you're not seeing a lot of the downfield success without them. But we've seen that, right? We know that. Like, that's not a big surprise, because it's what's evident in camp, and it's what is logical when you are missing some really good receivers, especially Terry McLaurin. The offensive line, I'd say, kind of up and down. They had Andrew Wiley back up at left guard. You have Nick Allegretti back up at right guard. You have a rookie right tackle. GP, I kind of think, like, I've always felt like that group would be hit its stride more in November, late October, November into December, when Cosme's back and healthy, when you get Connolly, you know, up to where he needs to be, et cetera. Tunsil looks really good. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And then I'd say defensively, you don't overreact to anything. And I would stress with that, like, this is one step in a process. There have been a lot of times over the years I've learned a lot more than I think I did today. The D-line I thought was all right. I think there were some times, like, I maybe thought they might do a little bit more. But I still think, like, there are times where you see Von Miller doing things. You see Dorrance Armstrong doing things. Still, like, love rookie corner Trey Amos. I think Lattimore is, like, looks better, but still not where I think he feel like he needs to be. And I think, you know, that's true too. So, I think that kind of about sums it up, GP.
Did any of the rookie offensive guys stand out? Connerly, Kroski Merritt, Jalen Lane?
Yeah, I would say this. So, like, with Lane, and this is a hard thing, so people understand that you're looking at two fields where things are going simultaneously. It's not like they stop and watch the other, one side watching the other. So you have the 1-0 going at the same time that the 1-D is going on the other side. It makes it very difficult to get sometimes a great sense. So you have to kind of go, like, this is what I saw of this guy on a few of the plays. So, like, for Jalen Lane, I wasn't able to see a whole lot, but I didn't watch him every play. And there have been times in the camp I feel like he's pretty good. I think as a punt returner, that's where he's going to really make his mark early. Kroski Merritt, a couple of times, he's bounced. He's got some nice jump cuts. Had one nice run around the end. Had a fumbled exchange with Jaden Daniels on a zone read play. Don't know whose fault it was, just a fumbled exchange. And then, but a couple of times bottled up, but I don't know, was that him? Is it the offensive line? That's the hard part without seeing, like, practice footage. So that's what you're seeing live. And then you want to, you know how it is, Graham, like, you're at home, you're going to rewind that play 4, 5, 10 times to see what happened. Here you get one live shot. And so sometimes, like, is that a, you know, did he make the right read? That stuff you don't know. But there are a couple of times where you see what I'm looking for too, a trace, and that you see with him some of the jump cuts and the decisive cuts, right? And then with Connolly, he actually said that he felt like he was thinking less out there today. And maybe that was because he was going, you know, in practice, he's going against seemingly a different pass rusher every other play. I actually felt like overall, I thought he was solid. There were definitely a couple of times Harold Landry got him to the inside in a one-on-one and then on a full team. But overall, I thought, like, you know, in camp, I feel like he's been, you've seen it, it's been a little bit up and down as he adjusts to the right side, adjusts to the NFL, et cetera. But, you know, I felt like he was maybe better than what he had shown. But again, he did get beat a couple times inside. And I think there's still going to be some things he has to adapt to. So those are the rookie guys on offense. That's kind of how I saw it.
ESPN's John Keim on Grant and Danny. Danny's out today. Toby's in. You're listening to The Fan. Cakes, the cool thing about those kids, too, and correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, but I'd imagine we're going to see a lot of them Friday night, right? Whether it's Lane or Merritt or Connerly, maybe less so, although I would still think he'd get a good bit of playing time. But to me, like, that is the fun of the preseason now, is figuring those guys out. We're about to get a real nice long look.
Absolutely. You still got me there, Grant?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we got you.
Okay, sorry about that. There's a little dead spot. Ben Standing and I are driving to the airport, and Ben, by the way, says to subscribe to his Substack. So, anyway. I'm saying, I agree. Like, there are a lot of guys that I'm curious to see that are fighting for backup spots. And, you know, how does Chris Paul fare? Like, Chris Paul looks very, very strong, heavy hands. But how does he move? Like, can he get out in space and block? He shed some weight in the offseason, it looks like. So how does he look on the move? Because to me, that's the separator in this group. Like, if you can play on the move, they're going to like you because they do a lot of pulling and a lot of screen action. So, like, that's another guy to watch. And then guys like, you know, again, Jalen Lane, Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt, you know, undrafted guys, Carlin Vigors, Ja'Cory Brooks, guys like that who are, you know, who may or you know, maybe you're still not on the projected 53, but guys who, you know, certainly I know in Vigor's case has opened their eyes, right? And so, like, watching those guys, how they progress is something too. And then I also, Grant, like the second-year guys, the Johnny Newtons, the, you know, Ben Sinnott, you know, guys like that, like, you want to see a little bit more and see where they are. Luke McCaffrey, what are they showing? So, like, those guys need to show something to me in the preseason as well.
I did something last week where I was talking about areas where maybe they're better than we know or something nobody's talking about where it could be a strength. And I actually mentioned Matt Gay, the kicker. I think it could just be something they don't have to worry about. Is there an area where you go, you know, maybe this isn't something everyone's caught up to that's not out there every day yet, but there's a real good chance that this is not a problem or this is an area where they're a lot better?
I don't know that anything is jumped out where it's like, okay, this is, I would say, I still think the defense is going to be pretty good. And, you know, I think the corner class is, this corner group is very deep, but I don't, like, the guy who maybe has jumped out a little bit where you surprise a little bit is Noah Igbinoghi, to just as a, you know, for a guy who's like a number five corner on this roster, that's pretty good. And so I think that's one. And then again, I mentioned Vigors and, you know, Key and guys like Bobby Price are, could they, what do they do on special teams to see? But I'd like to say receiver, but you haven't seen anybody really separate to where you say, okay, if this player goes down, watch this guy, right? I think there's like Jalen Lane, I think there's a lot of things that he can do well. In some practices, he looks pretty good, but you still see like, okay, details of route running, et cetera, like things like that. That, you know, that's why I still think the receiver group, when Terry McLaurin is in, when Noah Brown is back and healthy, it's still a solid group because I think it's better than last year. So I'm not going to be as worried about them when those guys are there. And at some point, they will be on the field. So they're not trading Terry McLaurin. You know what I mean? So I think, like, that's not going to be an issue. I don't think. Now, of course, if something happens to McLaurin during the season, then it's an issue. But that's true with a lot of teams. So, but I think the corner group is one where, like, it's even just a little bit stronger than I thought. And Amos looks really good.
Talking with John Keim from ESPN, Toby Altizer sitting in for Danny Day on Grant and Danny. The big question for me going into the season, John, is the defensive line in that front four. Yeah. Do you think that they're going to be able to stop the run better this year with some of the size they brought in? And also, if it gets to a certain pass situation, do you think that they can get home with four, or it's going to still have to be a little bit of a manufactured pass rush?
So, and that's one. I'm glad you brought up that area, too, because I still think, you know, today, and again, you know, the hard part today with the D-line sometimes is you'd see a guy win, and would he have sacked, and could he have continued on that path? Like, they're not doing live tackling. So, but I say that because, like, you see things from Von Miller. He looks like he still has something left. Now, the question is, Can he do it late in games? Can he do it late in the season? That's when they're going to need him. But yes, yeah, so as far as stopping the run, I believe they will be better there. I don't think you can be worse. and I think they've added enough there where it should be better. It's not just like, you know, the Javon Kinlaw, but Dietrich Wise. And I think having Farrell be healthy all year will help them. He was not healthy for a lot of last year. Daron Payne looks pretty good. So I think that group, I think they'll be fine. I also think that 1 through 9 or 10, they're just better. They're just deeper. It doesn't mean they have like a stud on that group, but just 1 through 10, there's not a huge drop-off. So, like, I think that will help against the run. And as others have pointed out, too, the coaches, sometimes it was the defensive back play that was messing up the run fits as well. So I think they feel better about that group overall as well. So I do think they'll be better against the run. As far as the pass rush, I think they're still going to see a lot of pressure, a lot of blitzes brought. And part of that, too, goes back to having Amos in there, Samra still, and then Marshawn Lattimore, the ability to play man coverage will allow them to and play it better than last year. Like Joe Witt said the other day, he's a press man cover guy. That means you'll see that. That allows them to do some different pressures. Like you watch, I think Frankie Louvu is obviously better going forward. So I would be surprised if they just try to rush with four a lot. I do think you have the ability to put four guys out there who can win, but you may not have that double-digit sack guy outside of maybe Louvu. But with the D-line, you may have four guys you put out there who are like 6 to 8 sack a year guys, right? So, you know, not great, but capable. But I still think you're going to generate some pressure with Louvu quite a bit.
And to John's point, 4.8 yards a pop allowed last year and 138 per game, which was 30th of 32 teams. So it's not going to be worse than that, ideally.
No, I would put some money on that.
Yeah. We'll let you out on this one because I know you guys are getting to the airport, but this is just kind of nerdy, my own curiosity, especially with the Commanders building a stadium and obviously the facility is going to be in a different location. But I could see that you guys were outside the Gillette Stadium. Do they, like, get dressed in their game day locker room? Same, were the Commanders, like, in the visiting game day locker room, or is there a whole other facility?
No,
how does that work?
Well, the Patriots will get dressed here. The Commanders went back because they had buses there they had to get on and go. So I think they just went back to wherever they were staying. That's my understanding. So,
is there a whole different facility? Or would these teams, like the Panthers, do this? Where they actually are at their stadium with their facility. I wonder if they're in their home locker room like today.
That I don't know. I don't know, Grant. All I know is that Robert Kraft shows up in a helicopter and I know the important stuff.
Right.
And it's interesting to see a team that has an owner with a helicopter that actually won.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm familiar with the owner with a helicopter landing in the middle of practice. And I saw you guys had a Bon Jovi sighting. I think it was Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Bon Jovi,
a Jason Tatum sighting.
Jason Tatum, yeah.
They, star power,
stars,
man.
Stars were out. Yeah.
And cakes, all in one.
Chris Baker was there. That's right. And Chris Baker was here, too. Drove up from Connecticut.
No kidding. Just to hang?
Yeah, just to hang. I think he just liked being back around football and the guys.
I get that.
Health is good, too, for people wondering.
That's good.
Very cool. All right, well, good info. Wanted to hear from someone who was out there because obviously there wasn't a ton of, like, video and everything trickulating.
Right.
So appreciate you.